Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 279 for Tuesday, February 24th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Tuesday morning in sympathy with the U.S. soy complex. Canola values were $5 above unchanged, with the most active May contract checking in at $473.30 per ton. Values received a boost from the Canadian dollar, which was lower against its U.S. counterpart. A weaker dollar helps make canola more attractive on the international marketplace. European rapeseed futures were also higher, which lent canola some support. Commercial demand for canola is steady, and canola has penetrated some key resistance levels on the price charts. However, continued good weather in South America is aiding the harvests in Brazil and Argentina, which was bearish for canola. The massive U.S. soy supply also weighed down values, along with Malaysian palm oil, which was softer on the day. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 14 to 18 cents stronger, with the March contract checking in at $10.15 a bushel. An ongoing strike by truck drivers in Brazil is threatening to disrupt the flow of soybeans to that country's ports. The strike is occurring just as harvest is ramping up in the country. The trucks are apparently blocking highways to coastal areas. Soy meal is also tight, as cold, snowy weather in the U.S. has crippled deliveries to some livestock producers. Corn was 5 to 6 cents higher, with the May contract sitting at $3.92 per bushel. Farmers are hanging on to supplies in the face of cold weather that has made it tough to move their supplies. Many deliveries are expected to be put off until next week. Crude oil is higher, which is supportive for the development of corn-based ethanol. Spillover strength in soybeans helped boost corn values. U.S. wheat was 3 to 4 cents stronger, with a May contract at $5.08 per bushel. Egypt is apparently thinking of buying wheat from the U.S. just days after canceling a big order that has brought a smile to the faces of U.S. exporters. Snowy weather in the U.S. has actually been good for wheat in many areas, as it is insulating it from the cold. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, February 24th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.